Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 8. Today, we are going to have some fun and discuss summer boredom busters on a budget. So my kids have only been out of school for a few weeks, but I have already heard I am bored more times than I would like to count. Often when we're looking for things to beat summer boredom, they can sometimes be quite expensive. But today I'm going to share several low-cost, low-budget ideas to beat summer boredom. This is the first of a two-part episode because we had so many ideas and things to share on how to beat summer boredom. First, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it is a paper plane. Try finding cheap and fun activities for you and your kids this summer. Try having paper airplanes or a boat race. All you need is some paper from your home, some scissors, and some water. If you do a boat race, you can even use your bathtub. This is a really simple idea. You can find free templates online that you can print out, and your kids can spend some extra time by also decorating either their paper plane or their paper boat. This summer, do not pay for a show, but put on your own instead. Why spend the extra cash on a show when you can get more time and enjoyment out of putting on your own theatrical performance? You can even hold it outside so you can enjoy the nice summer weather as well. The family can spend time together creating their storyline, costumes, or even puppets. Race to the finish. Use some old sacks, extra peanuts, or eggs and have a race. Your whole family can get involved in this fun activity. Not only can you do this over and over again, but the items are safe for the environment if they get lost in the yard. Forget going to the mall. Check out the garage sales. They're very popular for summer months, and you can find some great items for a steal of a price. Give yourself or the kids a $5 budget and see how many items you can get for that low price. This not only saves money from spending the extra cash at expensive stores, but it can also be really fun to look through all the different items. You could even create a contest to see who can find the best deal for their $5 budget. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Is this a family go-to as an easy dinner, especially during the summer? Instead of ordering delivery, take a trip to the pizza store. Ask them for a lesson in making pizza. Most places will either welcome the opportunity or schedule a time that you can come in with your family. Not only is this a fun learning activity, but it will also be super yummy as well. Do not buy new books this summer. Make your own. Instead of spending money on new books, sit down with your family and write your own. You can also illustrate it as well. Your family can work on it together and each create their own part and connect them together. This is a great way to get creative as a family. Host a block party. Get together with your neighbors, friends, and family and take over the block. Have each guest bring something of their own to contribute to save everyone money. This is a great summer activity and it gives you the chance to get to know your neighborhood better. Fire drill. Go visit your local fire station. Take your family and even some of your children's friends. This is an exciting trip that can teach the whole family some great information about fire safety. This is an activity that you should probably call ahead and schedule a time. Be a local tourist. Visit the local TV station, radio station, newspaper, or historical sites. This can be educational as well as lots of fun. Who knows, the trip may even inspire someone for a future career. Nurture your kiddos' creativity. With the kids out of school, they do not get as many opportunities to express their creativity. Give them some art supplies or even just some paper and crayons and let them go to work. And don't worry about using up all of your art supplies. August will be a great month for restocking those items with back-to-school specials. I'm certain we will have an entire podcast focused on back-to-school shopping. Make an art kit. Are the crayons just not cutting it? You can purchase many simple craft supplies that can be used for multiple different projects and for cheap. Find supplies that cost between 25 cents to a dollar. Think about crayons, markers, colored pencils, watercolor paints, finger poster paints, scissors, glue, chalk, construction paper, coloring paper, or drawing paper. You could collect all of these items for under $10. Reuse and repurpose. Having trouble building up that arts and crafts kit? Look for items around your house and reuse them for a new creative purpose. Save toilet paper and paper towel rolls, magazines, milk cartons, bottles, popsicle sticks, cotton balls, buttons, ribbons, and fabric. Find an old box and have your kids decorate it into a new arts and crafts holding box. Have a family movie day. Choose as a family a movie and make it a special night. Rent the movie from a local dollar kiosk and pop some popcorn or other family favorite treat. Another option is to find a local movie theater that offers special deals during the summer months. Some may offer earlier matinees, dollar movies, discounted admission, or children in for free. Do some digging to find out what is available to you. All of these are activities that I've tried with my kiddos and definitely help beat the summer boredom. Be certain to listen to our next podcast episode as we round out our 25 tips for beating summer boredom on a budget.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eExtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eExtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.